This podcast was sponsored by me, paid for by me. Listen, I'm working on right now on buying companies, Amazon companies. I love buying companies. It's fun. It's amazing. I love this thing. If you have a brand that you think we might want to buy, go to aaroncordovas.com/valuation for your free business valuation. This is also sponsored by Samurai Seller. It's our ad software, the new Amazon ads automation tool. We just released it. This thing is fantastic. And I'm telling you, I'm sponsoring you to get a free run of our software. Sign up now for a 14-day trial. And I'm telling you, I will guarantee that we will improve your advertising efficiency on Amazon in your first month. If not, you just ask us for your money back. We'll send it to you immediately. I want to save you money. Come on. Go to samuraiseller.com/start.
This is the Aaron Cordovez Show.
Mr. Dima Kubrak. Am I saying that correctly?
Exactly.
Exactly. High five. Boom. Ah, boom, baby. Boom. Look, we were in a mastermind together before.
Exactly.
Okay. And you've always been doing crazy stuff on Amazon, getting the sales, doing like a lot of, I don't know, experimental stuff, trying things, being an innovative person. You are crushing at Amazon, doing a lot of revenue. I'll let you share that if you're comfortable, which you should be. How much are you selling on Amazon?
Up to 30 million per year.
Woo! that's a ton of money. Plus, you have a huge software, Sellerize. You have a 3PL company. What's your name of the 3PL?
ASAP Warehouse.
ASAP, because it's going to be done quick.
ASAP Warehouse. Yeah.
ASAP exactly. Warehouse. Okay. So, welcome to the podcast, and I'm very happy to have you here, and here we go.
Let's do it. Excellent. What's up, guys?
So, here's the deal. I want to start because your story is a spectacular one, right? I want to go back to you back in your country, like, how the hell did you even get here and start this whole business?
Like majority of Cubans, I came by boat.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a joke, guys. So anyway, I flew by Air France. Anyway, I came with my wife with $900 in my pocket, with two bags, suitcases, mm-hmm. You know, and we started.
Oh, so flying. You're already married?
Okay. We've been married, yeah.
Okay, and so what year was that? When did you come? Like, let's go back, because people don't even know where you're from.
Yeah, we came in 2010. We've been excited. It was just an amazing journey. Mm-hmm. I remember before I go to United States, I was trying to like tell to my wife, hey, you should go check it out, like how America looks like, because it was like a student exchange program. She's like, I'm gonna only go with you. And my friend told me, Dima, I know you for so long. America is for you. You know, like you're so active. You love things. You know, like it's just country built for personalities like you. And I'm like, okay, let's go. You know. So we came to United States and we started to work at
from Ukraine.
From Ukraine, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No English, no speaking English at all.
You know? So in 2010, you knew nothing, no English.
Zero, you know, zero. Like, no, hello, can I have a coffee?
Yes.
I'm like, now it's a can I have a coffee? Can I have a coffee? It was before like that, and we started to work in the kiosks selling Dead Sea products in this. Israeli kiosks. So,
in where? In Miami?
San Diego.
San Diego.
San
okay.
Diego, yeah. And because I didn't speak English, and only salary you're getting is a percentage from sale.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to my boss and saying, listen, write me a script. What should I do to stop the person and kind of go through the speech and sell the product?
You know? And your boss, they Ukrainian or Russian or?
No, he's American.
Okay,
you know?
Like,
so
okay.
We're pretty much communicating through the translator. You know?
Okay.
Like, I'm just trying to like explain what I need, you know, like, it's just like on the fingers.
Yeah.
But look, When you have that, at that time already I was having like maybe $400 in my pocket. When you have $400 in your pocket and you have no salary coming, you know, like it's mm-hmm. just
you have to get the commission.
Look, you have to be creative, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
you have to be pushing, you know. You're working like that, you know. That's why right now when we hire people in the countries like Philippines, Ukraine, South America, these people getting like $400 salary or maybe $800 salary per month. These people are ready to grind, you know. Mm-hmm. They need this money, you know. Like for you, it's kind of team optimization, you know, process optimization. But those guys, they're ready to work day and night to make their way to the top, you know. Mm-hmm. Like just to make sure they you don't know, maybe it's a single girl who has a baby, you know, she have to work, you know, she mm-hmm. have to grind, you know. Mm-hmm. So she will not stop. That this type of people, you know, will help you to grow together. So going back to my story, you know, like I just I asked my boss to write me a script, you know. So he wrote me a script and I'm in the kiosk stopping the person, you know, telling the script, you know, like, so
what's the script, what was your stop, do you remember the line?
Yeah, it was like, hello, like, how are you doing? You know, like, would you like to try a Dead Sea product? You know, like, I put in the salt, you know, on his hand and try to wash his hand, you know, and I tell him that this is Dead Sea. Do you like it? You know, like, touch your hands. It's soft, you know.
So you were selling to guys more than girls?
No, everybody. It doesn't matter. Okay. You know, wherever a person stops, you know.
Okay.
And if someone asks me a question, I don't understand what they ask me. So I start my script from the beginning,
yeah.
because that's how it works, you know, until I sell. And there was another big part that I would like to mention. My boss, he hired a professional salesperson to teach his team.
Yeah.
And everybody was just like having like a big ego. Mm-hmm. And was saying like, hey.
How many people were there?
It was about 25 people.
20? I've never seen a sales team, 25 people selling kiosk stuff?
Yeah, no, there was probably more. No, 25 was just like a small...
In one mall or in many malls?
There was like 3-5 malls.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't remember like exact amount. I think it was like 3 or 5. He has different locations, you
okay,
know?
Okay,
so I was working only at 3 locations.
Okay.
So, he was just... Anyway, going back to mentor he hired, like, yes. like a sales, yes. Sales trainer, a coach.
Yes.
And everybody was having a big ego. And they don't want to learn. They like they know how to sell. And I said like, I don't know how to sell. I don't speak English. Teach me, you know.
Yeah.
And the girl, it was a girl, you know, she was so damn smart. And she teach me how to sell, how mm-hmm. to stop the person, how to touch the person properly, you know, how to open the wallet, you know, how to swipe the credit card properly, mm-hmm. you know, how to upsell, downsell. She was teaching me everything, you know. And in a month and a half, I become number one bestseller.
What?
In all the locations, across all the locations, and across all the sellers, and they've been in business for a while, you know. So and I was not speaking English, so she teach me all the steps, you know. So if you know the script, you can do really good. And also, when I was coming to United States, I was coming with one single idea. I knew that all the success process, you know, all the success path. Is already been existed. Someone already done this.
Yes.
So only what I need to do is just to get access to these people, mm-hmm. or maybe buy this access, or maybe connect with them somehow, and that will help me to grow. That was my main idea, and that's this girl proved that. You know, she showed me the path.
And how often did you meet with her? Like, what? This is a daily thing, weekly?
No, it was like a two, three weeks training. She was training me, and then I was practice training me, and I was practice. So and I've been also creative myself. So okay.
I don't know if I would have done that, by the way. I'm not good at this. I feel like I need a mentor, a sales mentor. Like how to touch them. You're like, what do you do? You have to like rub their what I know it's not that relevant to e-commerce, but like
if you give me your hand, you know, like I say, like, okay, touch your hand, you know, like, so you feel the feeling,
like, yeah.
You see, it goes through, you know, so, and all these steps, all the eyes, all the voice, how I put this up and down when you're trying to sell, you know, like when I'm trying to convince someone and explain, listen, it's a really amazing product, you know, try to hand fans, you know, like, and this is the product, and look, if your friends will take the product, you know, and it's just like going with the up eye of voice and down, you know, and just like all these upsells, they're important, you know. So, but okay. Look.
So you learn all this stuff 3 weeks. You never hardly know English.
Yeah.
You're learning with translation. You're doing the exactly. Google Translate or whatever the hell, and you become number one.
Yeah, exactly. That's scripted amazing. Because it's scripted, you know. Mm-hmm. All everything is scripted. Even if look. If we're talking about Amazon, you know, people thinking, okay, I'm going to create an amazing product, so on. They just don't understand. It's algorithm. Mm-hmm. So let's say if you will try to sell this microphone,
mm-hmm.
if you try to sell this microphone, you think like it's lots of competition, lots of ways to sell. But in reality, there is a limited amount of keywords
mm-hmm.
that people can type to find a specific product.
Mm-hmm.
If you know this amount of keywords that will be relevant to this product and you know how to get to the top with this list of keywords,
mm-hmm.
you will be selling.
That's right.
This is the algorithm, you know.
Yes.
So the moment you figure out the algorithm, you can get to the top. And also you need to have a team that will help you to do this.
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely. We're gonna get there. Okay, so you're selling this stuff in there, and what happens next? I know you moved to Miami at some point. No,
listen, if I'm gonna tell you entire
just
story,
quickly, okay, like six more minutes because I know it's amazing.
Listen, I can tell you a really entire story, and it's gonna blow your mind. Okay,
that's what I want to know. I want to have my mind blown.
All right. I think this story sometimes don't know if it's going to be shared publicly, you know, much, you know, because for that I can go to the jail, you know. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, listen, this is what happened. Okay, so after we've been in San Diego, we've been a bit overburned because we've been working like from like 7 a.m. till like 12.
Your wife is also working?
Yeah, yeah.
With together. The same
like,
same job.
Just grinding like crazy, you know, like no day offs. It's like it's a lot of work, you know. If someone sees the person working in a kiosk in a mall, guys, you should know these people. They grind like crazy. Yeah. You know, like they work so many hours. It's not like 6 or 8 hours shift. You know, like you working. You coming back to the apartment. They train. Then you working. Wow. It's crazy. Wow. You know. So, or at least it happened to me.
Yeah, of course.
I was building this, I was always having a high level of work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped me to go through like any difficulties that I've been experiencing. You know? So anyway, we're moving to Key West.
So how long did it take you like to burn out or what? Like you're six months.
Okay. Exactly.
Six months and you go to Key West.
I arrived to United States on June 9th.
Yeah.
You know, and on January 2000. 2nd. Yeah. 2010. On January 2nd, you know, I'm flying to Key West.
Yeah.
So from San Diego, the paradise, I would say. We were living in La Jolla. It's just like a paradise.
La Jolla,
you know, like,
of course.
I think amazing. They even cut the grass, you know, like with the
exact height.
Exact height, you know. So, and then you move into Key West. The airport, it's the size of the garage, you know. And then you're walking out. There's the chicken roosters on the streets, you know. It's like humidity, like crazy.
Yeah.
You sweat. And they're like, hey, it's a new journey, you know, like we have to start from the zero.
Mm-hmm.
So, and me and my wife, we start to work as a pedicab drivers.
Yes.
It's a bicycles for tourists. Yes, so yes, it was fun, you know, it was like, I was having the most beautiful legs and ass, you know, like.
A lot of working out, a lot of pushing.
You ride like eight hours per day, like non-stop.
Pushing up the hill or not up that many hills, but you're pushing a whole pair of people, three people, four people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So listen, and back in the days, it's now like you see the pedicabs, they all have this electric motor.
Yes.
You press the button, you go, you know, like back in the days, it's all the legs, you know, it's just leg baby, you know, leg day baby. So every day is a leg day. And it's just like you work, and it's so hot outside.
And
know?
Did you make more in pedicab or make more in the Dead Sea?
I will tell you a cool story. So on the pedicab, on average, the pedicab driver makes between $80 to maybe $150 per day, okay?
Okay.
Right in the pedicab. So I come up with the idea. I was making between $600 to $800 per day.
And per day?
Per day. Yeah. So I come up with the idea that, okay, people take a pedicab from point A to point B. And usually pedicab drivers, they sit in somewhere, they're waiting for the client. I start to get a different approach. I start to ride the streets and try to catch people. And that's how I increase my average cart value, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, not average, average conversion, you know, I increased. Yeah. But average cart value, I increased by trying to convince people to go through the tour that I come up with.
Mm.
And I went to like to the cemetery, like some other places. There was like a tree that was unique, you know, like some like Hemingway house. It looked, anyway, I was taking them on a trip and on average, I was charging them $250 for a tour. Because it's a pedicab, so only what I need to do is just to catch one or two people per day, and also total amount of people that I'm catching. You know, like it was just crazy. And
so you're changing from transportation. The upsell is you have a tour. It's this, and you tell them ahead of time. You said the tour is $250.
Yeah. Okay.
So no, they know what they're doing.
No, usually I don't tell them amount of money, you know, okay, I just tell them it's going to be like $20 for 10 minutes, you know, just let's go, you know, and we're riding, you know, like for like an hour, you know, and then just like, okay, it's $250, you know,
okay,
like, or $300, you know. So.
And most people pay you?
Or I'm like, listen, they're tourists, you know, like in Key West is not a cheap place, you know, like the average hotel costs like $800 mm-hmm, per night, you mm-hmm. know, like, so people come in with money, so they can afford a $200 tour, so...
So you did a tour. Did you get this idea from anybody? Did anybody tell you?
No, just come up
with this. You were the creative mind. You just said, I'm going to do this.
I'm really good at strategies. Okay. And that's what probably we're going to discuss today on the podcast.
Yes,
you know?
Yes,
so,
yes.
And okay. I'm really good at delegation as well. Anyway, and then one day I'm meeting a guy, my client on a pedicab.
Mm-hmm.
My client on a pedicab. So the guy is just fantastic. Having fun. He's just like... He really energized.
Yeah.
He's spending money like crazy, smoking weed all day.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
Man, you just are like amazing, you know? And he's like, I say like, what do you do? You know, he said like, I sell products online. So like, and he was doing like $60,000 per month on eBay, and like, what is this number? You know, like, how much should I peddle on this pedigree to make that much money? It's crazy. So like, listen, I'm a smart guy. Just show me the path, and I will figure out the rest.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, look, I like you. Come to my house in Tampa, and I will teach you what I'm doing. You know, for free.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, we just get connected, you know. Like, you see, I'm positive, you know. Yeah, like, I always been positive, you know. Yeah, so like, yeah. I always and the funny story is this guy paid me $800 on a pedicab.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I was riding him for 2 days. Yeah. Like, I just picking up, like riding him everywhere, you know. Like, and look, you have to have a guts.
Mm-hmm.
To charge people enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know the value that you provide.
Yes.
It's unfair to undervalue quality and value that you provide for mm-hmm, people mm-hmm. And sell this short. You know, like, people will not appreciate it.
Yeah.
This is actually, I was also telling like a few times, I used to do free meetups for Amazon sellers. Mm-hmm. And I used to have lots of people coming, you know. And then I realized, listen, I have to charge for this, you know,
yeah.
Not because I need money for the meetups, but because I have a higher quality people coming to the
mm-hmm,
meetups.
Mm-hmm.
When the people come and pay, so don't try, guys, to just get things for free. You know, you will not appreciate it. You know, the moment you start to pay, the better environment you're building around. You know, people who comes to the meetup who pay for it, they connect better, they provide value better, they exchange information better. You know,
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
they know they come in for work, you know,
yep.
not just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
People who come in for free, they usually not appreciate it. And every time I tell them, hey, there's a cool guy who can provide amazing service, they don't want to buy it because they accept ability to have things for free.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a good lesson. Okay, you charge a guy $800 each day?
Huh?
$800 or $400?
No, it was total. You know, like, I charged him. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember, but I remember exactly. I charged him $800,
okay.
And he left on the second day, and then. He said,
come to Tampa. Did he give you his phone number and address and everything?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so he gave me the phone number, so I text him, and me and my friend Vladimir, you know, like, Vladimir is also Amazon millionaire right now, so so we taken a Kia Soul, rent a car, you know, drive this for like 8 hours to Tampa, came to his house, he was showing us how things works, for like, for 3 days, he showed like how...
The Romanian Vlad.
He was Russian. You know?
Okay,
he
okay.
Was Russian, yeah. Anyway, we become good buddies because we were selling products in Key West before, you know?
Okay, okay.
And when I moved to Key West, we kind of been friends, you know?
Sure. He moved, okay. Anyway. So you guys went up to his house?
Yeah, we went to his house, you know, he showed us for 3 days.
What's this guy's name, by the way, the dude?
His name was King. King. He was from Vietnam.
Okay.
Yeah, so, what I was saying.
You're right to his house.
So see, yeah, he was showing us for 3 days how he was selling products. He was selling a bolts for the cars, you know, all kind of accessories and wow, this shit looks easy, you know, like, so
mm-hmm.
we came home and we decided, okay, what are we gonna sell? And the problem was for me because I didn't have any experience. I started to think that only car accessories can make money.
Yes,
you know?
Okay.
That's the biggest mistake of people who just starting selling on Amazon. If they see someone making money somewhere, they think this is the only path they can
mm-hmm,
achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this, we will get to this later, but sometimes it's a big mistake, you know.
Yeah, the only thing you can sell garlic presses, because I sell garlic presses. Okay.
Exactly. No. Look, it happened to me before. I used to sell matcha tea and I was making like $80,000, $100,000 profit per month. And a lot of people knew because I was always open and sharing with them. And they start to launch matcha as well. Not telling me, but they start to launch matcha as well. And it's okay, you know. But I told them in the beginning, it's a very tough market, very competitive.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Yeah.
Don't do this. They was probably thinking that I was not
the only market. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the only market. They launch matcha tea. Then they start to call me and say, Dima, we're losing money. We cannot sell. I say, I told you, you wouldn't be able to compete there, you know.
Yeah.
They get upset. They lost money, you know. Like, so, and that's something, guys, I want to tell you. It's... not every market is easy as you think, you
mm-hmm,
know, and
mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to have a special technologies and ideas and experience to compete
mm-hmm.
in some markets,
mm-hmm.
you know. Maybe sometimes it's better to choose a easier market, learn, and maybe lose a bit of money, and then choose something bigger.
Yes,
you know,
I agree with that. Okay, so you said you launched car accessories.
No. We didn't launch it. We didn't launch it. So we was confused what we're gonna sell, and we decided to do a drop shipping.
Okay.
On eBay. I come up with a cool strategy there. So we was selling products from eBay and from Amazon and other places on eBay. So you just find products, let's say, on Kmart, Walmart, or Amazon, and you just
online or in store.
Online. Okay. Yeah, it was drop shipping. Okay. I will explain how it will work. Okay. So I come up with a strategy like this. Okay. So let's say, how much cost this watch? $700. No, it's mm-hmm. Apple Watch, so mm-hmm. everybody knows how much. Like, how much cost the bracelet? $40. You know, how much cost the mic? This, you know, like it's a let's say $500 mic, or $800 mic, you know. So some things you obviously know how much they cost.
Yes.
But how much cost this table?
Yeah, who knows? It could be $200, could be $2,000.
Yeah, $2,000. Mm-hmm. You know, how much cost a garden fountain?
Yeah.
So this was one of my best sellers. I was buying this on Kmart for $75 and reselling this on eBay for $300.
Oh.
Because you don't know how much a garden fountain costs. So if the product and the price meet a customer expectation, they're willing to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about, I'm not lying, you know, this is my
offer. Yeah, no, of course not. No. It's a business.
Yeah, how much cost automatic kids ATM machine?
Like for a toy?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much?
Could be 80, could be 20.
Yeah, could be 200. 200, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, depends, yeah. How much cost a Zumba class?
Class,
the,
yeah.
The discs, you know?
Oh, okay. 20 could bucks, 100 bucks.
Yeah, 150 bucks, 50 bucks, you know, with the dumbbells, you know, like it's just... So all this product, I just told you like three main products that...
we were selling.
Yeah, we were selling, yeah. Like, so I remember there was...
So you found it, okay, it's on Kmart, 20 bucks, and you just put it on eBay for 100 and see if it sells. Something like that?
Yeah, yeah. So in the first year, we did like about like 1.5 million. So
better than pedicab.
Exactly. And we hired 40 people.
Yeah.
And they was doing everything, you know?
In Ukraine or where?
Yeah, in Ukraine, yeah. Okay. The average salary, it's 2012, was paying about like $200, $250 per month. Because we just basically hire a person in our village, and we tell them, hey, okay, hire more guys with the laptops, you know. And everybody just was sitting and was paying them for each listing they post. So we made the script how to do it. Nobody speaks English, you know, so they pretty much was just clicking the buttons, you know.
Yeah.
And it's
so you just expanding your catalog, right? That's it. So you found a painting. Mm-hmm. Here's a painting, 20. Just put it up on eBay for 80, and that's
it. Yeah, and I was having a script how exactly pick the products. You know? So that's why I become so good at product selections.
Mm.
Pretty much this a year of looking at the catalogs, the different products, make me like a compound knowledge of mm-hmm. me, knowing how to what niches, like what products, what people buy, and what people willing to overpay.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much if people willing to overpay for something, if you comes on the market with the better quality or added value,
mm-hmm.
people willing to pay, you know? So there's already market for it. And there's like a huge catalogs. The only problem happened to us about like a year after, there's a guys with the automations came and they start to copy your stores like overnight. They mm-hmm. they knew how to copy, you know, like we was doing everything manually for a year
mm-hmm.
and they just came and like copy and they put like 10 cents cheaper.
Less than yours.
Yeah. And yeah.
So they would just find your store and a bot would take all of the stuff. You worked all this time to find it.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
did the same store.
Exactly. And also there's another cool part about why we've been successful, because look, you sell products on Amazon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You sell garlic press or any Zulai kitchen products you sell. But for you, to launch new product, it takes time,
mm-hmm.
correct? When the season coming, it's difficult to switch the catalog. For me, when I was selling those type of products, I can change my catalog every month
mm-hmm.
because I am not tied to the...
Yeah, it's not private products. Label. Yeah, you're just selling someone else's.
Yeah, but guys, don't fall to this idea, because it's kind of a tough, because that's also a catch, because you always need to change your catalog.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're overburning and people sometimes not paying. So there's a lot of ups and downs. I just told you cool ideas that been bringing money. There were some difficult ideas that we was losing money on something. You know? So I'm not going to list all of them, but overall.
So where did you lose money? People got orders and the price had changed?
Let's say you every listing you place on an Amazon cost money.
Yep.
So let's say you list 1,000 listings and only like 10 of them selling.
Mm-hmm.
So like 900 is not. So they didn't stick by the algorithm or something didn't happen, you know, so you pretty much, you lost $3,000, you know, because it's like $2.
But why? You had to pay per listing.
Yeah.
This is, Amazon doesn't work like that now.
It's called insertion fee. If you want to have a high quality listing, there's like always additional things like bigger gallery, bigger things. There's a lot of things that you can do with the eBay.
What year was this?
2012.
eBay or Amazon?
eBay.
eBay. So you pay for a listing.
You still have it. You still it's
I don't know anything about eBay, so
it's like additional things. Anyway, regardless. Fine.
So you have to pay just to have it up, even if it didn't sell. You still pay eBay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's called insertion. They give you like some. Look.
Fine. So you have to pay to make the listing. That's fine.
Let's not go into the details. Yeah, there's lots of
money.
Like, yeah, people can say, hey, yeah, there's 250 listings for free. Yeah, but you list in thousands and thousands of listings. Yes. You know, so it's not like you're doing like it's a massive operation.
And that's why Amazon's winning on eBay instead of eBay, because that helps eBay, but they're thinking short. eBay itself is thinking short. They've lost market share because Amazon, you only pay if you make a sale. They would have been smarter. But let's keep going.
There's many things. I will tell you why eBay. I have many tiers, you know, like as well, you know. There's lots of explanations. One or another marketplace went well, and another died, basically, you know. So anyway, that's pretty much
what. So all the dropshipping, but then you had trouble. Now you're like, okay, what are you gonna do? You lost your revenue. The automation stores are killing you. Mm-hmm. What's your next move?
You wanna hear the whole story?
I do. We still got
time. How much time we have? Okay.
We got like another 20 minutes.
Listen, okay. Let me tell you the whole story. You're gonna cut maybe this on pieces, okay? Good. Because the story is cool, okay? Anyway, I decided to sell a headphones from China, you know, and it was a copycat. You know? It was a big brand, you know, who was selling this on eBay.
Yes.
And I decided to list. Okay, it was like a mid of November, and I bought like I think 10 pairs. So I list them on eBay. I went to the bathroom, come back, I see everything sold. $250 per item is like $2,500 in like 20 minutes, you know?
Wow.
And then it clicked, you know, like, so I start to sell a lot, you know, I'm selling. The money start to go with a crazy speed, you know? And me and Lena, like, we never see such a big money coming, like with such a big speed. And we start to get crazy, you know, like we start to go to every restaurant, you know, like buying bags, you know, like it was just, I was giving like $100 to valet all the time, you know, it was just, it was it was like a gold rush, you know, like, so I'm happy I learned this back in the days, you know, like not now. So I'm quite experienced with this, you know, so anyway, we sell it like crazy. And then in January, I know there's a Chinese holidays coming. It's like 1 month, and like I need the inventory, you know. So I decide, okay, I'm gonna buy a lot of inventory because I need this to go through the entire Chinese New Year. So I called to my friend because I'm spending money.
Yeah.
I'm spending money like crazy. So
you're just going crazy. You're just being like, you're the rich person on TV, right? Like you're just like boom, Ukrainian rich man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, something like that. Okay. So anyway, I called to my friend to Ukraine and say like, listen, could you borrow me at $10,000? He said like, yeah, no problem. 4% per month interest, and you can have it. You know, in Ukraine, this is how the rates looks like. You know, it's like 50% per year is normal. You know, like so 48. You know, it's a good deal. You know, it's a friend's deal. You know.
Yeah.
So anyway, no, he really helped me. He wired me at $10,000. I take this $10,000. I take another like I don't remember like $18,000. It was about like $30,000 of inventory. So I buy this inventory. The guy from China shipping this to me.
Is this Alibaba or something or?
No. I've been researching. I've been with Alibaba for so long. You know, like I spend nights and nights. You know, there's some things I'm not gonna like go on a podcast. You know, but entire my journey was crazy. I was working hard. So anyway,
you found someone in China.
Yeah, I found some on a DHgate.
Okay,
DHgate.
Okay.
There used to be a website. You know, so anyway, and yeah, the guy shipping to me and customs caught this shipment. They seized this. You know. So because it's a copy. It's a copy product.
Copycat, copycat. Illegal.
It's basically illegal, yeah, correct. And like
$28,000 of your loan that you did.
Yeah.
And you knew. Huh? You know that this stuff
I didn't know it could happen, you know. Anyway.
No, but you knew that it was like copycat.
Of course I knew. Of course I knew. Anyway, so they seized the inventory, like, oh my god, you know, like it's just I lost so much money, you know. I called to my friend to Ukraine. Telling him, sales going amazing, you know?
Oh my
god. Could you borrow me another $10,000? Yeah. He said like, 4% per month, you can have it, you know? Like so, and okay, I borrow another $10,000. I remember like, I had another like $6,000-$8,000. So I'm like, so I'm already okay, you know? I'm buying this another batch of inventory. Everything is fine, you know? But Customs sees this again.
Oh my God.
This is everything.
Did you use the same entity to import?
Listen, I used the same thing. Okay. Same address, everything the same. You know, I just didn't know things like this happened. Yeah, you know, like so. It's called experience. All right, and they see this again, and then my wife, she was working as a model, so I'm going to pick her up, driving in my car. No, it's like a rainy day. I tried to park, and they said it's $20 for parking in Miami. Crazy rates. I don't have a money, you know? Like, so I went to find a free parking, and I see there's a free parking. So I jump in there, but the huge Range Rover that was going on the left, you know, he didn't expect me to get a free parking. Okay. And he's smashing my entire left side of my car. Oh. It's like my passenger door, my driver door. I was driving this car after that for almost 2 years, you know. Like, I even bought the doors and replaced myself, and when I was selling this car, I give the one door to the guy as a gift, you know. So it was funny. Anyway, yeah. And
so you get into a massive crash. You lost, you know, you're down $40,000. You know,
like, the next day I'm driving to this car, parking at my parking lot. I see some people in front of my house, you know. Like, I tell them to my wife, wait in the car, we'll figure out what's going on, you know. I come to my doors. They asking me, are you Dmytro Kubrak? I'm saying, yes. They showing the badges. They say, we're customs police. Open the doors, you know? Mm-hmm. So they open the doors. It's an investigation. They they go through entire house, you know, like, they look for evidence that I've been selling copycat products, you know. They saying, okay, listen, this is the deal, you know, like, you either paying a $2 million fine or you go to jail. So... And listen, of course I'm trying to, like, it's like a couple hours thing, you know. Like,
you speak just, English now.
Yeah,
you're speaking English.
No, like, I barely speak. Okay. I'm speaking okay, but not that good, you know. Like, it's still like, it's even when I was working on a pedicab, you know, it was still kind of broken English. And that's why people like me, you know. Like, so they like this experience. So anyway, they tell me this, and I'm sitting listening to this thing, you know. Like, I was thinking, like, it's a Faber retort, okay? I'm listening to this thing, and I'm like, a month ago, I was feeling untouchable, making so much money, giving $100 to valet, you know, buying bags and all kind of crap, you know, like, and just like, and now I'm sitting, my car is crashed, you know, I'm in a big debt. I don't know how to pay for rent, you know, this guy's telling me $2 million fine, or like I'm facing a jail time, you know, like, and this is a serious, it's a serious roller coaster, you know, and they tell me, listen, because we didn't find in your house anything, because we didn't find anything, we have this paper, you know, that called like a release, you know, something like a release, something.
Sorry,
like,
I just want to pause for a second.
Yeah.
So if you would have had that import not get seized, and that would have been in your house, do you understand that your import got seized?
Yeah, yeah.
If it would have arrived, you might have been in jail.
Exactly.
So that thing getting seized was probably the biggest blessing that you ever got.
I know. That's what I'm going to say right now.
Wow, okay. Okay, yeah, sorry. I'm just like, whoa, this is unbelievable. Okay, so they said they found nothing in your house.
So because we didn't find anything in your house, you're going to sign this release notice. Like, it was not yours, you know. It was going to you by mistake, pretty much, you know. I don't know exactly how it sounds, you know. My English is not
some paper, you didn't read
yeah,
it
Yeah, so pretty much they're saying, listen, if you sign this paper and saying, like, you okay to destroy this inventory, it's not yours, then we're going to let you go, you know. And but listen, if ever we see a single product again, you know what's going to happen. So... And they were, I'm signing, they live in my house. And the moment they live in my house, I promise myself, I will never, ever in my life deal again with anything that next to illegal. Because it doesn't matter how much money you can make. One day it will hit you with a brick at the moment you don't expect. And probably you wouldn't be able to sustain.
Yes.
So, long story short.
Wow.
Things go well. You know, I'm starting because I was selling copycats on eBay. People was leaving negative feedbacks and all kind of stuff. So I was buying some like little accessories like cables, chargers to just sell them in the quantities. And they was not going well, but it just to blend the feedback and blend the ratings for my account. So now I have no inventory. I owe $20,000 to my friend. I have to pay this back, and then the interest are crazy. And I have only this cables, chargers, you know, like I see this like a few boxes, like, okay, I have to do something. You know, like, so I So this is what I've been doing. You know, like, so I post this on eBay. I start to improve my listings, you know, and about like in about like 2 months, I start to make about, I start to sell about 2,000 units per day, you know, like
2,000 per day?
Per day, yeah, yeah.
eBay.
On eBay, yeah. I've been
good. That's sick.
I know, I've been really good at this, you know. I was working all the time, you know, hiring the best designers from Serbia. There was a designer from Serbia. He made me the best listings, you know, the best images. I realized that people buy your products through the visual intention. Mm-hmm. So if your product visually insanely good, people gonna click, they're gonna buy, the marketplace will benefit you.
Yes.
You know? So I'm growing, you know, I'm making agent sometimes $22,000 per month, you know, like my neighbors start to work for me, like it was two of them, you know, they're just packing all day long, you know.
Wow.
Like, and it was a fun journey.
This is
fun.
2013?
Around 2013, you know. Okay. So anyway, do you remember when iPhone I paid off my debt, you know, mm-hmm. like things go well, you know. Do you remember when iPhone 5S came out?
Probably.
But there was iPhone 5 and then it was 5S, iPhone 5S, yeah. So everybody was so happy, but for me it was a real changing moment, because at that time Apple activated special thing in their cables. It's called chip or whatever, you know. So when you plug the cable, it shows on your phone the accessory is not supported or not eligible, something like that. Remember? So you cannot charge, mm-hmm. you know. So pretty much all my inventory overnight went bad, and I'm selling 2,000 units per day. Imagine, oh, like all 2,000 orders per day. My old inventory went bad, and I like, oh my god, you know, like, so I called to my Chinese guys. I said, like, listen, like, my inventory is bad, you know, like, I have to have something, you know, I sell so much. They said, like, no worries, we got you back, you know, buy this like entire batch of inventory, we're gonna ship it to you and you're good to go. So I take all my money I have, I send them to them, you know, like, and they ship me inventory. And the trick was they also been in the same situation.
That inventory you just bought, they was old inventory.
They lied to me.
It wasn't it wasn't accepted. Yeah, it wasn't compatible.
It wasn't compatible.
They were getting rid of their garbage inventory to you.
Exactly. I lost
everything. The same factory you're working with for a long time?
Yeah. I lost everything overnight. I lost, and the next day I'm having a call from eBay. They saying you have 4,000 complaints on eBay account. 4,000 people complained.
Because of the 5S, because they couldn't use cord.
4,000 people. It was a nightmare, you know, like I was again going all through this thing again, you know, lost all my money, lost the inventory. They closed my eBay account.
Wow.
So I have no ways to make money, you know.
Wow.
So and like, what I'm gonna do, you know, it's just crazy, you know, like, so my wife again sees it, look at me like, what the heck, you know, like, I said, okay, no worry, I will figure out something. So I go on Amazon, I buy a massage table, I go on YouTube and watch the training how to do massages. And I post my ad on Craigslist that I'm a masseur therapist with a 7 years experience, you know? And I start to do, and I was doing massages for almost a month, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm truly become, I was doing 8 to 12 massages per day. Like, I don't know why, but people start to get to me, like, just like, I was just like crazy, you know? And
Well, you were so fit from the pedicab, dude. You're like a freaking bodybuilder.
Back in the days, I used to be beautiful, you know? So anyway, and I have in my office, it's kind of a massage room that I built in my apartment, you know, like it was been like a townhouse, you know. So I was having a sign, I'm making $50,000 per month, like a sign on my desk, you know. Everybody who was walking in, they're like, what the heck, you're a masseur, you know, what, $50,000 a month? But at that time, my friend told me about ASM, you know. Mm-hmm. So the event that we
were doing. Yeah.
I'm learning the stuff, I'm learning the Amazon, you know, like, so I bought a travel kit. I decided to sell a travel kit on Amazon, and it was like a two cables, a car charger and a wall charger, you know, and it didn't go well. I post to sell this on Amazon, the sales is not going, you know, the profit is not going, like I'm really like not making money, mm-hmm. you know, but I continuously doing this massage, so it's like paying me like daily, you know, well. So because it was like $1,000 per day, you know, like it's just
ridiculous. Yeah, 10 massages, okay, 12 massages, $80, $100.
Eight, nine, sometimes it was 12, depends, you know, like it was, I was just crazy working like from morning to the night, you know. So, and I started to get referrals, you know, so it was I come up with this system, you know, like give me referral, like, you know, like as I told you, I'm crazy, you know, like when I do something, I'm really obsessed, you know. So anyway, and then I was, because I was selling these travel chargers, I was packing them at home on my couch. So I'm sitting packing this chargers, and my phone staying on the charge on my couch, you know, and the cable is short. It's short uncomfortable. And I'm like, look, what if I'm going to do a long cables?
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, it's now it sounds obvious, you know, like it's like long cable. It's obvious thing, you know, but in 2013, it was not obvious, you know, people was not selling long cables. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to come up with the idea to sell long cables, and I'm going to do pack of two or three or four because everybody needs like more, you know, so I list them on Amazon, and next day I start to sell $15,000 per day, $15,000 per day. You should imagine the amount of money I started making. So, and the first month I made $45,000 pure profit.
Wow.
$45,000. Second month I made $60,000 profit.
Wow.
Of course I quit massages. And I was doing massages for like four weeks, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then I started, I made 45, I made 60. It was like a May, you know? And then you already did
ASM, so you started Amazon, whatever, you did the stuff, okay.
So and then I'm receiving a very, very, very important letter. So the letter from Apple, they're saying, listen, you sell non-MFI certified cables, and that's a big problem, you know. So anyway, every cable have to have a special certification. It's called MFI certification. I didn't know everybody sells cables in the United States like for $3, you know. Yeah. So what certification is everybody expecting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and I've been selling this, and they send him this letter like a warning for me, you know. Like I said, the moment
doesn't stop.
Yeah, the moment I read this letter, I like. I go to my eBay account and I shut down the entire account, you know, everything. I decide like I'm gonna kill it, you know, because I don't want tomorrow customs to show at my doors again, you know, like, because I actually, you know, I non-intentionally broke the rules, you know.
eBay and Amazon, or no?
Huh?
eBay
no,
and
just,
Amazon.
It's just Amazon. It's Amazon.
Okay,
I'm doing this on Amazon. So it's kind of a 6 months from the moment I lost inventory, 6 months from my... So it's like almost like a roller coaster every six
Always,
months.
Mm-hmm.
So I shut down this, you know, like I made like 100 to maybe $150,000 total.
Yes.
You know, so I have kind of a cash, you know, just to...
You don't want to risk it.
To wait.
They didn't shut down your account or anything, but they send you a notice and you said... I don't want to go to jail. Shut it. Okay,
Exactly.
So now you're back to zero.
I'm back to zero. Yeah. So and I remember the amazing that was doing event in Las Vegas, you know, like, and I also and like, hey, we have to do something. I have to start to look for another product, you know. So okay, I decided to take time. I took like a month off, you know. I went to a couple conferences, you know, and I like, okay, I'm gonna start some supplements, you know, I'm gonna start to sell some supplements, you know, I start to buy everything that I see, start to go to some expos, you know, so I bought a lot of supplements, and I need to taste them, you know, like I need to try them, you know, and because my wife don't like to taste new stuff, I have to test it myself. In 3 days, tasting all of the supplements, I think I threw up at least like 5 times, you know. It was so, some of them, I can tell you, if you see a spirulina in ingredients, you know, don't take it, okay? That's not good, you know. It just was already feeling dizzy. And like, and after all this like torture, you know, I come into my wife and I tell her, listen, we have to find some product that everybody can understand. I really don't understand like what exactly we want to sell, you know. So I say like, listen, let's sell a green tea.
Mm-hmm.
Green tea is easy to understand. You understand what's green tea, I understand what's green tea, you know. And back in the days, there was a new product on the market, it's called matcha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody knew this product, you know, it was like, it was 2014 something, you know, ish. All this story that I'm telling you was so express, you know, it's like so fast, you know, so fast going. And we're launching a matcha tea. I found a supplier in the United States. He was selling me matcha for $9.75. And the company was like kind of unreliable, you know? They have 1 month's inventory, another month they don't have an inventory. I even was thinking to sell part of my company to the investor. I even found a guy, he was like giving me $100,000 just to back up my inventory. But then I like, okay, let me do something else, you know? So I found my competitor, the main competitor on Amazon. I call him and tell him, listen, you make money on Amazon. Yeah, you sell product on Amazon. You're a fantastic guy, you know? If you make money from your product, why would you even also make money from my product, mm-hmm. you know? Would you just supply to me?
Mm-hmm.
Make your margin wherever you want, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I will just buy from you.
Yeah.
Now you make from your listing, from my listing, yeah. you know, and he's like, you know what, you crazy, you know, like you crazy Ukrainian, you know, like I like you, you know, like let's do business together. Okay. How much you want to pay for the match? I say like, you give me a price,
yeah.
And if I like it, you know, like I'm gonna go with uh-huh. you. If not, we're good to go. We know each other. It's fine, you know, like so, we have a fair competition. Just to tell you, I pay $9.75.
Yes. For how much? For
4 ounces. Okay. It was a four ounce. Yeah. I pay $9.75. Guy come back to me about like a week later saying like, I'm gonna give you a price $269. And tell him, too much.
No, you didn't.
I did that. No, it's too much. I have a rule. Three stages of negotiations minimum, regardless of the offer, uh-huh. you know, you have to go, you know,
yeah.
you have to always go down, you uh-huh. know, you have to be ethically go down, yeah. you know, the way that it's like a poker mm-hmm. or whatever game mm-hmm. you play, you know, it's, mm-hmm. it's a game, you mm-hmm. know, it's a game. You just have to play, you know, you have to play, you cannot stop, you know, so, and he said like 269, I said, it's too much. He's like, okay, 189 is my best offer. And I'm saying, and you covering a cost delivery from China to United States for every container you ship. And it's a deal.
Oh,
I buy my. And listen, from that moment, I start to make, I think first month I make $60,000 profit. Then I made like $80,000 and $100,000 profit, you know. And we become one of the best matcha seller on the market, you know.
Wow.
So it was a crazy. And from that moment, my just business start to thrive, you know.
Wow.
So what this story tells you guys and tells to me as well, if you're a true entrepreneur, yeah. you know, regardless of the situation you're going through right now, regardless of difficulties, so regardless of unsuccessful launches, money you lost, guys, just keep continue going. You will figure out the formula, and the moment wow. you will figure out, the money will start come to your pockets like crazy. It will happen to you for sure.
That
for
is,
everyone.
That is an amazing story of persistence.
Exactly.
Continuing no matter what.
Nonstop.
Wow. Wow. That is spectacular.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. Now to recap, just to go to the very end because we are running out of time.
Yeah.
So you're doing amazing on Amazon. You're selling so much on Amazon, and then now you created other businesses as well, which. You know, if people want to connect with you and work with you, where do they find you? And just talk about that other stuff that...
Yeah, so going through all this journey, you know, like I've been focusing on improving my operations, you know, like I've always been focusing on adding a talented people in my team, mm-hmm. you know, like, and I always was delegating. So when I hire a business coaches or mentors, every time I talk to them, they tell me, listen, usually when we teach someone, we have difficulties when the business owner have difficulties to unleash his operations or delegate his operation. He mm-hmm. want to control, mm-hmm. you know, he want to mm-hmm. control everything, you know. People coming up with so many explanations and ideas, and they're going to convince you for 2 hours why they cannot delegate these tasks to someone else mm-hmm. because they're the best at this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a complete opposite. I delegate too fast sometimes, you know. So that's why right now we have a perfect system in a company, how to perfectly delegate, how to control, what KPIs and metrics we can focus to make sure we identify problems faster and make sure our team has a clear vision where they're going. So, and now we have what I have. I have a fulfillment center. It's called ASAP Warehouse.
Yep.
We have warehouses on the East Coast and the West Coast. So guys, if you will ever need like a removal services or repackaging, relabeling, whatever you need, you know, we're very reliable. We're really fast, you know, we do everything in time, you know, like, so people loves this, you know, and we're very client oriented, you know, so
mm-hmm.
We're always in touch, any type of channel, you know, like we're replying fast. I also built a software company for mm-hmm. Amazon sellers, you know, the Sellerize, you know,
yes.
And there's lots of automations, you know, there's lots of, it's like 19 tools inside the entire package. And I think it was one of my most difficult projects, you know, because I didn't know about SaaS in the past and how difficult is build it up and how big is the competition. Don't be hooked up by idea that software is easy, you know. Mm-hmm. I know so many of my friends started building software companies and they miserably failed, you know, because mm-hmm. it's not that easy to sustain in the technology market when you don't have enough resources. So like financial, technological, knowledge-wise, and Amazon changes. When you build something on someone else's platform, which is Amazon pretty much controlling the way how you operate with data, it's dangerous, you know, kind of, you know. It's very unsustainable, I would say. Be careful with that. And because I can give you a wrong motivation. You can start a fulfillment center. It's a tough logistical business, but you can figure out, mm-hmm. you know, overall, you know. But the software, it's tough. And
but Amazon would be the easier one of the three.
Listen, Amazon, guys, it's a way of breeze. You know? It's so easy to operate. You know? There's only a certain amount of rules you have to follow, yes. and you will make money. You know,
yes.
Maybe some people will not become a multi millionaires, but overall,
you can. But some people will.
Of course, but I'm telling you, this is the best and the easiest way to gain your financial freedom if you want to start from zero.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So this is the easiest way. You know, I have a smoke shops as well. You know? It's a local location. You know, we're on them in Florida. You know, just I call them economic crisis, a bulletproof system. You know, like, so I was choosing like one or another. We just bought this business with my friend. You know. And we start to just grow and expand. We have Airbnbs, you know, like we have our events for Amazon sellers. Pretty much, and I also speak a lot of events teaching people like how to build Amazon businesses. So mm-hmm. I have two kids and dog, you know, like it's just, I think.
I've seen your kids packing at your warehouse. It's wonderful. It's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so to wrap up, you already told them where they can find you, but like, are you on social media? Do you want them to find you on social media?
Yeah, follow me on Instagram, Dima Kubrak. You know, follow me on Instagram. Reach out to me, guys. I always like to help. If you have something always to share, you know, or maybe if you're a talented person, you want to join our team, please welcome. You know, like we always welcome talented in the team. So it's awesome.
Excellent. Awesome, boss. Well, amazing to hear your story. I mean, seriously, I'm completely impressed. Like the amount of things that you had to overcome. It just shows that like literally anything's possible. You could be at the most bottom stage, and that's what people need to learn. Like if you're at the very, very bottom, you think everything is gone. You have your car crash, you lose all money, you have debt. It doesn't matter because you can go back and get to the top and become an amazingly successful person with a beautiful family, Dima. Hi, brother.
Thank you.